Yeah, the ECHO Act takes those issues head on, using video conferencing technology to link specialist teams, which we call hubs, to primary care providers, and do more local health professionals, what they call spokes in the healthcare system. And all I can say is over the last few months, I've had several opportunities to talk to Utahns in rural communities about the difficulties of obtaining complex and specialty health care coverage. And I remember one experience talking to a young father in Escalante in Garfield County who had a daughter with a rare health condition that often required her to obtain specialized health care late at night, for instance. And thanks to a rural health care center, this father is able to get his daughter the care she needed locally. And when otherwise, he would have had to drive over 70 miles over a dangerous mountain pass. And in winter, that would have been very, very difficult. But it was difficult even in good weather. But the ECHO Act actually ensures that the health professionals in the health centers and in remote areas around Utah have the capacity to provide high-quality care.
And it passed by a unanimous vote, did it not?
Oh, yeah. Everybody recognized what we were trying to do, and I think both Democrats and Republicans were brought together by the work we did.
Senator Hatch, I can't help but ask you the possibility, the news that we're talking about this morning of former Governor John Huntsman Jr. possibly entering the race for the Senate seat in 2018. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't know that you do. I mean, it's been rumored for quite a while that he would like to come back and run for Senate. That's his right. If he wants to do that, that's fine with me. But make a long story short, I've not made any final decision yet, but I will tell you this. I've always put the interests of those I represent first and foremost in everything I do. And in recent months, I've heard from all kinds of elected officials all over the state, Senate colleagues here, the president-elect, and his team, and even more importantly, from Utahns from every corner of our state, have asked me to consider serving another term in order to give Utah the best seat at the table going forward. Because I do, I am chairman of the Finance Committee and will continue on to be chairman once reelected, if that's what happens. And with Republicans taking control of the White House, in addition to the House and Senate, we have a unique opportunity, as I see it, to show how Republicans can govern and legislate and deliver the best possible solutions to our nation's problems. And while I've not made any decision yet, I will tell you this. I've always put the interests of those I represent first and foremost in everything I do, and that'll be done in this particular case as well. I'm really looking forward to this next Congress, and I'm in a unique position to help craft some of the largest parts of President-elect Trump's agenda. You may not know this, but as President pro tem, I serve on the six-person leadership team that decides the agenda for the entire United States Senate and really indirectly for the whole Congress. And I'm going to work closely with our leadership team to fill Justice Scalia's seat on the Supreme Court with a serious conservative justice. So, we're getting right to work and cutting back on President Obama's massive, burdensome regulatory bureaucracy, and we want to fix our broken immigration laws as well. So as chairman of the Finance Committee, I'll lead efforts from day one to repeal Obamacare, control spending, and create good jobs to turn our economy around. So,
And I know, Senator, that you, in fact, when I was talking with your assistant, I know that you have such a busy day today that I'll let you go, but I appreciate your time this morning, and thank you, as always, for your time. Senator Orrin Hatch.